Morning. See me. Sorry about that. My voice is giving me a little trouble this morning. Let me get this thing straightened out. Devil must not want me to preach this morning, I can tell you that. He's been working on it, but I'm going to do it anyway. Just have to turn, you might have to turn my mic up just a little bit to understand what I'm saying. I have a question this morning. I got to pondering on something this week, really thinking hard as to how do I handle temptation in my life when I'm tempted to do something wrong. How many of y'all this morning have been tempted this week? I mean, you know, if you're breathing, you got tempted. How many today? I mean, I've been tempted today already. I mean, he's just working. Excuse me. How would you love to learn how to handle temptation? How would you like to learn how to say no and walk away and still be joined with the Lord? You know, so many times, temptation is an attractive package, isn't it? Man, the devil has fine-tuned that sucker to where it's individually done just for you. It's customized to fit you. It's customized to your desires, what you want to do, the desires of your heart. A lot of us say, well, the desires of my heart is to be a good Christian. You know, but the devil's job is to trip you up to any way that he can to make you ineffective as a Christian, to ruin your testimony as a believer. The way that he does this is he uses bait. You know, in the cattle industry, guys, they'll go out and work their cows, and they train their cows by using a siren. They'll turn the siren on, or they'll beep their horn, and they'll pull feed behind the truck, or they'll have feed sacks in the truck. They train these cattle to where that they hear that sound, they know that, hey, there's a treat coming. They bait them in so that they don't have to work them, get on horseback and drive them and pin them. They actually do it to themselves. They catch themselves, if you get my drift. They fall for the bait. The same thing goes for fishermen. They use a lure that's shiny where a fish just looks at it and goes, oh, man, I just got to have that. I just can't do without that. I got to have it. Without thinking, he's caught. Y'all, that's us. We're always, devil knows the shiny little thing. He knows the bait to use on you and me to trip us up. He knows it well. We also use bait sometimes on our horses. I know I do. Sometimes a horse gets a little hard to catch. What do? Chick, chick, chick. Put a little feed in that bucket. Kind of shake it like that. They can be a mile away. They can't hear you call. They ignore you like crazy, and you hold that bucket up and go, chick, chick, chick. Whoa, I hear feed. It must be time to eat. Horse comes right in, put the halter on him. Works every time. Every time. It never gets too old for me. I laugh about it every time that I'm able to do it. You know, James 1:12 said, God blesses those who patiently endure testing and temptation. Afterward, they will receive the crown of life that God has promised to those who love him. You know, there's one thing that God wants for us, and that's for us to be able to resist temptation. And there's a reward for us after we've resisted and won. It's not that we won. It's that we allowed God to win for us. if you've ever wanted to learn a Bible verse and memorize it, I would suggest that you put this one, this next verse, and commit it to memory. Y'all, it's good. And it ain't long. I guarantee you it's short. It's James 4:7. It says, so humble yourselves before God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Woo! Son, I'm telling you, that's powerful. Those three little, just three little things that God's telling you to do. You think, well, I don't guess I really get it. Well, let's look into it just a little closer. First thing you need to remember about it says about humbling yourself before God. What does that really mean? It means to submit yourselves to God and his authority. What does submit? When you submit to someone, that means you get yourself out of the way and you say, I'm giving you the authority over my to rule over me. What you want is more important than what I want. Because I got a lot of things that I want to do. But what I'm saying is, Lord, is I know that you want what's best for me, and I know you want to give me the desires of my heart. So I'm going to turn everything over to you. That doesn't mean I don't get to do some of the things I want to do. But I'm submitting my life to your authority. That's what Jesus did. Here's Jesus, the Son of God, has all the power that he needs to do anything he wants, but he submitted himself to his Father. He said, I do what the Father wills me to do. He said, I deny myself. He said, and I want you as my believers, as the ones that are on the ground working for me now. It says, deny yourself and to pick up your cross and follow me. Do what I say. Do where I lead you. Come and follow me. And he'll give us the things we deeply want, the things that we deeply want that are selfish, he'll take away. Because if we get to thinking about it real close, we are a selfish people. We want what we want, and we want it now. If you don't believe me, go to a restaurant. You let them delay more than just a few minutes, and you go, where's that waitress? Where's that waiter? I'm hungry. Hurry up. I want you to take my order. And they don't get it here quick enough after you give it. You say, man, I've been waiting 30 minutes for you to feed me. My stomach thinks my throat's cut. What's the deal? We are impatient. We may not say it out loud, but by cracky, we're thinking it. We may be more kind, you know, and not gonna, don't want to hurt their feelings. But by cracky, we're still thinking it. We're thinking the same thing everybody else is thinking. But we need to recognize his authority over us and yield to that authority. The second part of this verse says, resist the devil and he will flee from you. I tell you, we need to be determined not to be taken in by the devil's lie, by his bait. For years, it's just like Paul said, the very thing that I know not to do, the very thing that I say today, I wake up and I say, I'm not gonna do that today. And I do it. If you got one of them that sticks you every time, listen to this. Resist the devil. And not to indulge in your own pride. To resist says, no way, Jose. I'm just not going to do it. And Jesus, when he was tempted, what did he do? He used scripture to back up what he said. If yours is a sexual sin, for instance, you say, thou shalt not don't commit adultery. Boom. I mean, all you got to do is just say it. If he's tempting you to take that pencil, don't steal. If you're getting ready to talk and tell a lie about something, don't lie. These things just tear him up. He cannot stand to hear God's word brought back to him. He can't stand it. And you would be amazed at what you can withstand when you use God's word, because that's where the power is. You don't have any power without God's word. The thing that I had to learn is the devil really can't make me do anything. He can't make you do one thing. You realize it? He can't make you do anything that you don't want to do. Thing is, you want to do it. It's inside you. It's the desire. Whatever it is that is causing you to sin, it's coming from within. All he's doing is just going, ching, ching, ching. He's just reminding you about what you like. He's saying, hey, you like this. Woo, here's your chance. Here's your chance to do it. Hang in the bait. Hang in the bait, dangling it in front of us, reminding us what we love to do. Y'all, he is an enemy, and he is real. I think today's society doesn't think the devil is real. They don't think that he's a real person. They don't realize that he is real. And he is our enemy, and he's like a lion that runs around looking for somebody to chew up and spit out and devour. Jesus has authority over the devil, though. The one thing that God keeps telling me is, I made him. I made the devil. I made him. I made Lucifer. We think, oh, Lucifer is all-powerful. And, y'all, he's not. Because our creator is the one that made him. He just defied God and sinned. But he made him. And I guarantee you, there is a war coming. We're in it. There's a spiritual warfare going on right now that you cannot see. Right now. There's things that are going on. The devil is trying to get your attention away from what I'm saying, whether it's my raspy voice or if it's a child that cries out, anything that he can do to get you not to hear what it is that he wants you to hear. Because he is here today. He's always here, and he's always here to try to deflect and to grab your attention so that you can't hear. My prayer for you this morning is that you don't let him do it. Resist him. Try to focus. I know it's hard for some of us. We can't pay attention. What's that? ADD, HD, quadruple D? I don't know. It's one of them things. You just automatically, squirrel. I want to go over here. Oh. But Jesus has authority. And it doesn't mean that we're to overly fear. We are to fear the devil. I'm telling you. He's something to be feared, but not overly feared. Because we know who is the king and who has authority over him. Has a power over him. Just to dismiss the devil is a big mistake. Because he'll sit there and he'll let you do it. Then he'll come in the back door and go, did you hear what she said to you? Can you believe she said that? Well, that guy gave me a dirty look. Did you see that? He will use anything. Even while I'm talking, he says, he ain't talking to you. He's not talking to you. He's talking to somebody else. If you're breathing and you're a believer in Jesus Christ, I'm talking to you, and it's not me talking, but it's God. I'm using God's word. It's not my word. Mine is useless, but his has got power and authority. The devil is like a big old bully. I remember when I was a kid, my dad always told me, he said, son, he said, you're going to run into bullies when you get into school. These boys is always going to be bigger, and they're going to act tough, and they're going to try to scare you. They're going to always try to intimidate. And they always have, you ever notice, they always got a couple of guys that run around with them. And they're not nearly as big because, see, a bully is not going to have somebody that he runs around with that's bigger than him that can take him down. He's always going to run around with a couple of other guys that are lesser that because, see, he's done bullied them. He's got them under his thumb and under his control. A bully is a person that goes around trying to intimidate. And the devil, it ain't nothing but a big old bully. Now, I want to tell you, my dad was right. He said, if you'll face up to that bully, if you'll go up to him when he's doing it to you and take care of it right then, take whatever, if he's going to give you a licking, well, give me a licking, but I'm not going to do what you say. Now, I have been knocked down. I mean, I've had some guys that was huge, and they tried to get me to succumb to their authority, and I said, ain't no way, dude. I said, go pick on somebody else. And they beat the tar out of me. And I had this big dude. He was so quiet. He was a gentle giant. He's a football player. Never, ever spoke that I could ever remember. And he reached down and grabbed that guy that was bigger than me, grabbed him by the nape of the neck and picked him up like this. And he said, leave that boy alone. He said, go find somebody else to pick on. And just throwed him like that. I feel like that the Lord sent that guy to help me that day. That bully he did that to everybody. He did it to girls, guys, it didn't matter. And you ladies, you know that there were bully women, girls that were bullies. All they want to do is just try to intimidate and put fear in you. Like, I'm going to whoop you after school. Who's ever heard that? I'm going to whoop you after school today. That is a bully, and that is Satan. It's time to stand up against this bully that we call Satan. Take a stand. We need to turn toward God. Let him fight the battle for us. Because it's not our battle to fight. All we have to do is submit to God's authority and turn it over to him. Turn it over to him, and he will take care of it. There's been lots of times that I've turned stuff over and I'd go, you know, he ain't taking care of it as quick as I'd like him to. I think, Lord, you need a little help. And I'll try to take some of it back. And all of a sudden it starts going south. I start praying, it's getting worse, Lord. What's wrong? I thought you was going to take care of it. He said, quit taking it back. Let me have it. This is my fight. Have you ever been in a fight that wasn't yours? I'm telling you, it never works out good. But that's what we do with the devil. We try to fight the devil, someone that does not have a body. Get it? He doesn't have a physical body. He don't have any blood for us to smack and draw blood. All the fighting has to be done spiritually on your knees, praying to God to take care of it for you. Submit to God. Resist the devil, and he'll flee from you. Man, I tell you, that's got to be an awesome sight. I just love to be able to, for God to just give me that sight one time to see the devil running the other way. But, y'all, it happens every day and a bunch of times during the day. But he never learns his lesson. He's always going to come back and try something else. Well, that didn't work, so let me try this. We can have victory over temptation if we humble ourselves before God if we submit to what he wants for our life. You know, we think we know what's best for ourselves, don't we? I fight, that's one of the things I fight every day, because I have things that I feel like I'd like to do, and they don't always line up with God's will. And I have to go, well, I know, but that is so much fun. And it's not that what I'm doing is bad. It's not what that I want to do is bad. It's not sinful. But it's not what God wants me to do that day. He changes my thought process. My wife will ask me, what are you doing? What are you doing this week? And I'm serious when I say, God only knows. Now, I have a plan. I have a daily planner that I use. I make appointments. I do things. But it's always up to change at a split second. Always. Because my Father's will, that's what I try to do, is put my Father's will before mine. That's what he wants from all of us. It's not a preacher thing. It's a Christian thing. He wants you to submit to him. And he wants you to resist the devil when he tempts you. And he'll turn tail and run. Wouldn't you just love to be able to do that every single day? Well, guess what? You can. If you pick your battles to fight on your knees. Because prayer just destroys the efforts of the devil. Amen? Let's pray. Heavenly Father, Lord God, we just come to you. Father, we know that you're here today. I know that there is a spiritual warfare going on right now, because I can feel it. I can't see it, but I can feel it. There's people that are struggling with their lives. They have problems, Lord. Some of them are at their wits' end at what to do, Father. I just pray that we turn all the things over to you that need to be turned over. Because you say that your yoke is light, that your burdens are light. Give them to me. I'll give you mine, and it won't be hard. You'll be able to handle it. And I'll take all the hard stuff from you and take care of it. Lord, I just thank you for doing that for me. Because I go through some tough stuff that I have to turn over to you daily. And I thank you for taking care of it for me. If there's someone here this morning, Lord, that doesn't know you as their Lord and Savior, that they're living their life for themselves. They've never heard about the saving grace of Jesus Christ and that he died on the cross for their sins, that they may have joy and life for eternity, that you want to love them, and that you love them now even as before they accepted you as their Savior. Everybody wants to feel loved, Lord. I just pray today, Father, that they would get it right. They would accept you before they leave, not leave this building, before they get that right in their life. We love you, Lord, and we thank you. If there's someone looking for a church home, I pray you'd lead them here to Common Ground. Or, Father, if it's some other place, it doesn't matter where, as long as they are serving you wherever they go. Lord, I love you, and I thank you for this day, and I ask for protection for everyone that's here today that heard your word. Because if they do what the Scripture says, what you're to do, what we're to do as believers, Father, they are going to come under attack. And I pray, Father, that you would protect them and show them, Father, who really is in charge, who really is the boss. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Want to welcome you to Common Ground Cowboy Church. If you are looking for a church home, I pray that you consider this body of believers, because we're a loving church. We love each other like brothers and sisters. Wherever you go this week, whatever trail God sends you down, I pray that you take the Lord with you and that he'll bless you and protect you. Y'all have a great day.